back in about 2007 or so, we were both looking for answers to how we were feeling. And, of course, we did internet searches.
What year? What year was that?
It was 2007.
Yeah.
About then.
It seems like 1,000 years ago.
It does. And we both ended up on a website that is a suicide prevention website for transgender people because the rate is so high. And not very long, we were both made moderators, and then we were helping people be prevented from committing suicide. That's where you and I met.
Well, we became moderators, I think, by invitation. And, of course, it was a big site, and they had about 10 or 12 moderators. We kind of saw the moderators. It was sort of like a club itself on the site. We had our own special room we could talk in that was off the main site and all that. And a lot of privileges to be able to cut people off or whatever to make sure we kept the bad guys off of the site. But we got to be friends, and there were about 7 or 8 of us. And one day we decided that we wanted to meet each other. And 5 people showed an interest in meeting up. And so we located a spot that was equidistant for each of us to travel. And it was Kansas City, right?
Mm-hmm. As the few months ticked away up to that date, a couple of those 5 people dropped out. That left 3 of us, and now we changed the geographic center to Memphis. So we all, the 3 of us, one from Houston area, Lizzie from New Orleans, and me from Ohio, drove to Memphis and met down there in a hotel, and it was the most amazing thing.
I can remember when you walked up the steps. We had hit it off with each other, and we were really, really I guess you would say anxious to meet each other, to see if the infatuation, and I use that word in a true sense, because at that time, the marriage at home was falling apart. And, you get very, very lonesome in being transgender a lot of times because men won't accept you and women won't accept you, and only the other transgender people will actually understand and become your friends. So here comes DJ walking up the steps, and the door was open to the hotel room. We were on the 2nd floor, and that's when I saw you. And I said, oh, my Lord.
It was amazing. After basically a couple years of talking to you on the Internet, Skype, and typing your notes back and forth, I was able to walk in there and give you a hug, and it was amazing. And it was it lifted a lot of things. You realize there is somebody else out there, and you're not doomed to be alone. And like you said, in the transgender world, a lot of times women don't want you, men don't want you. You're a little too weird for everybody. So so many people in the community end up alone, and it makes me so sad. And that's why I think you and I have a special relationship that a lot of people don't share and can't share, because we call ourselves life partners, and that's what it is.
We had a while, we didn't get together again for another 15 months after that 1 week. Of course, both of us were in relationships called marriage. That's more than a relationship, I guess. But we were both fully transitioning, and it was a stormy time because we have a tendency to lose our job and lose our profession and lose our health and lose our family and lose our spouses, and that's what happened to us. We lost our spouses.
Because we left Memphis with it in our minds that we're going back and do our best to make these work. But they wouldn't work. Didn't work out. Yours or mine, as hard as we tried. And I still talk to my ex now most days, like on like an email or whatnot. And she's not angry, but it's just it's bad that this happened in this way. I'm not happy that it happened that way either necessarily, but it's just the way it was. That's why it's so difficult for us to end up in a relationship, and that's how you and I were so lucky in this result. And like you said, it was 15 months after we met in Memphis that we finally got together again. You said, come on down and live in New Orleans with me, and I said, no, that's in Louisiana, right?
Yeah, it is.
I'm not going down there.
Last time I looked.
But I ended up here, and it was a new experience for me.